You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Yeah, don't it sound so epic? Horns are screaming, I ain't the one you wanna mess with. Use a joke, I ain't the one you wanna jest with. The battle's coming, you only got a few seconds to run.
Hello Bengals fans, I am Matt Minnick and this is Coach Speak. Coming at you today, look, Joe Burrow talking to the media again now, the Bengals back in session. We've got some minicamp action coming at you. We've got some OTAs coming at you, right? That whole offseason program kind of starting to get underway now. Joe Burrow talking to the media for the first time since the AFC Championship, really. And look, obviously that's the big question mark, the big thing going on in Cincinnati right now is Joe Burrow's contract. What's going on with Joe Burrow's contract? And look, we talk about, you know, what are they going to do? Are they going to bring in more free agents? You know, might they try and, you know, find a tight end somewhere? Might they try and find a another, you know, pass rushing dude to tackle? And we talk about all these things. And then obviously there's the other extensions that could slash need to take place. T. Higgins, Logan Wilson, things like that. Like, you know, where are those guys going to come in? Obviously, you know, Burrow's the first domino, you know, and there could be some other things that fall. I don't really know how much they're going to do outside unless it's a, you know, an opportunity thing, you know, in August at this point. But the big piece is Burrow and figuring that out and doing something, you know, that works for him, that works for the team. And that gives him the flexibility to be able to do the other stuff and still compete. And I think you listen to Burrow talk. Listen to Duke talk. You know, Burrow is what we thought he was. You know, and he's a big picture guy. He's a guy that wants to win. I think he's a guy that's going to be smart with his money. And, you know, doesn't necessarily need to have every penny that he can muster because he's going to blow it. Because, you know, like we've seen those guys in the past, right? We've seen things that people are like that a little bit. And we know from Burrow, you know, he said something about his O-line gift for Christmas like a year ago. He's just like, well, I want to get in this, but I'm not quite there yet. We'll have to wait for my second contract. So, you know, like he's thinking about things, even though he's, you know, he's still making millions of dollars. He's thinking about those things and trying to be smart with his money and what he does. So, you know, I don't, like, it's not going to be a cash grab. Now, we use the term team friendly, and I think, I don't know, like, there's, it's like we expect players to bend over for the team to some extent, and then I think the other view of it, the way people look at it is, well, you know, that's not really being fair to him, and, you know, I don't know, like, it's a four-letter word to some people, you know, team friendly. Well, team is a four-letter word, but you know what I mean. Like, the whole term is like a four-letter word to some people. So, I think it's a bit of a misnomer. I think he's willing to see the big picture and work with things, and I think he's going to get his, and he's going to get it. He's going to make a lot of money, you know, and he's going to figure it out. But I think he understands how the Bengals work. He understands how they're, you know, how they manage the cap, how they do things. You know, will they make certain concessions for him if he wants them? Sure. I mean, like, he's the dude. I'm sure they will. But I don't think he's going to push for something that's going to put them in a bad situation. You know, and I think a lot of that comes from, you know, just the way he was raised. And look, I get it. This is a Bengals podcast. We don't like the Chiefs. But, look, Mahomes made a lot of money, but it's spread out over a lot of time. Obviously, they have had to make certain concessions, certain changes, but, you know, it did free them up. And, you know, it has now, after a couple of years, people are like, well, this is pretty team-friendly the way they did this for the long term like that. So, I think Mahomes is a guy, right, who he grew up around locker rooms. You know, he grew up, his dad played for the Twins. His dad played, you know, Major League Baseball for a lot of years. So he kind of gets that it's a team. You know, he understands the team aspect of the things. He understands that it's not just about one player. Now, in football and at that position, all right, sometimes it can be about one player, right? And sometimes that person can leverage, you know, their situation. And teams don't have a lot of options all the time, you know? I mean, we saw what happened in Seattle. Like, Seattle was like, all right, screw you, and moved on from it. And at this point, Seattle's doing better than Denver is. We'll see how that plays out in the long term. But, you know, few teams are going to have the guts to do that. And obviously, you don't want to do that. Your franchise didn't want to do that. Your fans don't want you to do that. It's not a good deal. It's not a good situation. So, anyway, though, I'd be like, I think Mahomes gets that sort of thing. And Burrow's the same way, you know. He didn't grow up around professional sports like Mahomes did, but he grew up around locker rooms. He grew up with a dad who was a coach at Ohio, was a coach at Nebraska, like coaching some high level, big level programs. And you know, like, so he gets that it's not one guy, it's not one thing, that you need to have the pieces around you. I mean, also, like, just his experience from Ohio State to LSU, right? You know, getting the right opportunity, you know, knowing what was going to be the right opportunity for him, figuring that out. And then, you know, getting the right pieces, the right guys around him. Obviously, you know, Chase was up and coming at that point, but Jefferson was already there. Like, he had to develop that rapport and kind of get to know those guys a little bit, find the right coaches that were going to be able to make the right, you know, like, so it, even at LSU, like, it took a year for it to really become, and for him to really become what he could at LSU. So, you know, I think he gets that if you got to move on from T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase because you just signed Burrow to some crazy deal, well, you're gonna suffer. Burrow's gonna suffer in the short term too. And, you know, because you got to figure that out, right? And maybe you have some guys in the pipeline, but you're still gonna take at least a temporary step back. If you have to do something like that, I think that's obvious to just about anybody. But I think he gets that. I think he wants to win. I mean, he's still hungry. Like, you know, he's got that national championship. He wants the Super Bowl. He's been there. He's been close to it. And he wants to go out and get it. And I think if you look at, you know, from the other aspect, from the other side of things, you look at T. Higgins' situation, right? So that's the other really big one that we talk about right now. Like, they want to bring him back. I think we see a great rapport between him and Burrow. Everybody talks about him and Chase. But going back to college, you know, really, you know, Higgins had that first year with him in the NFL as well. Like, you see a great rapport there on and off the field. So my concern with Higgins is this. Does Higgins just want to be the dude, right? And, you know, it could... Higgins just be like, well, you know, I want to go somewhere else. I want to be the guy. Because we always say, hey, he's the number one receiver on any other team, you know? And some would argue he's the number one receiver in Cincinnati as well. But maybe he wants to be that guy for somebody. You know, and there's a little bit of ego in there. But also, I can't blame him, right? We all want to be the guy. You know, nobody wants to be the other guy. We all have that, I think, in us. Especially, you know, real high competitors like that have that in them to want to prove themselves and say, hey, look at me. I'm a number one receiver. Hey, look at me. You know, I can break records. I can carry, you know, a franchise to the higher levels as well. You know, his college teammate, Trevor Lawrence, you know, might be looking for a number one receiver in the near future. So, you know, could he be that guy? I mean, he absolutely could. So, you know, it comes down to it. It's one of those things, I can't blame him if he wants to do that. And then the other aspect of looking at this is, if they do sign Higgins, that really sets the floor in a lower than floor, if that makes any sense, for Ja'Marr Chase, right? So that, you know, if they have Burrow and they have Higgins locked down, you know, now you know what the assets they have available, and now you know that Ja'Marr Chase isn't going to get any less than Higgins got. So that gives you, you know, a clear cut picture of that. So we're talking about Burrow. We're talking about the extensions that need to happen this year, but we're also going to look into the future, projection of the future, and figure out what that means for Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, you know, maybe Chase is the odd man out in the long run. Who knows? I mean, again, they want to keep the band together. They want to keep everything there. But money makes things funky sometimes. You know, sometimes things don't always work out. I think this is a pretty strong locker room that can handle those sort of things, and it seems like everybody kind of knows how to handle their business. You know, they're professionals. Jonah Williams is a professional. Jonah Williams is going to come in and lock down that right tackle position, I think, even though he's not happy about some things. And the locker room is going to be, you know, going to be good with it. You know, I think Karras and Kappa and Volson and all those guys are going to support him as well. So, just some contract thoughts here as we move forward, as we get into more team activities. And, yeah, there you have it. So I am Matt Minnick. This is Coach Speak. Who cares? Yeah, we